Spells on the beat. Tiwa Savage on this one, yeah. Whiskey, do you want mama? Make it animal to tingle.
This guy in Tina never see you. My pressure, they high, got me down, whoa, whoa. My girl, hold on to me, yo. Never ever leave me for crash, oh, oh, oh. Girl, you they make me shiver, oh. Girl, if you leave us of our own, with you, I get no allow. I one day with you forever, oh.
Hi, guys. Happy New Year. I hope you missed us as much as we missed you. This will be the first Books and Music Collide review of the year. The book we are reviewing is Aduni, The Beautiful Ones Have Not Yet Died by Ayodele Olofintuade. It's fantasy and it's about an Abiku, a Yoruba mythological child who gets born over and over only to die early just to torment the parents. Prominent writers such as Soyinka and J.P. Clarke have written poems about these myths. Also, Chinua Achebe wrote about an Ogbanje, which is similar to Abiku. Before we get into the review, I would like to read an excerpt first. We watched how they brilliantly managed to slide chains around their children's necks. Human children are taught to bear the brunt of their parents' joy, sadness, or anger from birth. Then, like products on an assembly line, they are forced into molds. One size of necessity must fit all. They are not allowed to think differently and are punished for being different. A bird is not expected to swim with the whales. As they grow older, click goes the chains of education or a lack thereof. On goes chains of class, money, marriage, children, religion, and people's opinions. The list is endless. I watched as they casually tossed the word free will around like it was a basic right. Free will? I snickered at the word. Free will indeed. Come to think of it, is that true freedom for any being? Aren't we all at the mercy of the universe? The book is written in first person and narration is done by Aduni, the Abiku who wanted to die before her time. We are introduced to a mythical world where she wields power. She also watches the affair of her earthly parents and the human world. Her chosen parents are ready to fight to have her sleep past childhood. Her earthly family is complicated. She also tells us this. I love that the author used his artistic license to write his story around this myth, and while featuring several mythological creatures, it also explores the roles that religion plays around this myth. The ending was a climax, a good one at that. The dialogue is engaging and written in English and sometimes the Yoruba language. I wish that the author included a glossary at the end of the book so that non-Yoruba speakers can understand the words. The book is without faults. I found a medical term error that would have been avoided by a simple Google search, but it's negligible. Also, the formatting on Okada Books makes reading tedious as copious space was added in between words. This book is 287 pages and it costs only 200 naira on Okada. The music for today is Malo by Tiwa Savage and Wizkid. It's about a lover asking her lover not to leave. Well, couldn't find any song about Abiku, so please enjoy this one. Join us again in 2 weeks. Have a lovely week. Bye.
Robos keske, if no be you, then tell me who. Them go sempe, nobody messing with my boo. Robos keske, if no be you, then tell me who. Robos keske, robo yeske, nobody messing with my boo.
My love, duh. You give me love, I never see you. My love, duh. Your love means so much to me, yo. My love, duh. You give me love, I never see you.